If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, comic and actor, my man Sebastian Maniscalco. Welcome back, buddy. How you been?
I've been good, man. I've been bouncing around Chicago, New York. Now I'm back in Los Angeles on this press tour for this movie.
I'm really excited about the movie. We've discussed it. I loved it, related to it on so many levels. Before we get into the movie, though, last I saw you, we were hanging out in Chicago. It was a beautiful day. You, your father Salvo, and Mr. De Niro. And I'm so pissed at myself. Had a baby at almost 80, and I didn't get to ask him about. Did you know? I was like, Sebastian, to give me a heads up. Did you know?
You know, he threw it out in an interview,
casually on Zoom.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I heard it in one of the interviews, but I was like, oh, did I hear that right?
Or,
and then I'm thinking to myself, I thought I was old having a 3-year-old.
Right, me and you both exactly same age with a 3-year-old exactly.
But this guy's 80. He's got a newborn. So God bless him. I didn't know anything until the rest of the world knew. So, it's crazy.
It's the craziest thing. And the irony, too, he named his, it was a little girl. He named her Gia. That's my daughter's name. I'm so mad. And it was so casual because I saw that interview and she just said, you're 6 kids. And he's like, oh, actually 7. If I would have just mentioned the number.
Did he name the kid after your interview? Did he steal the name?
Maybe. I thought he was a fan. So maybe he did some research and then just went with Gia. That's the best, man. It's the best thing ever right there. And your father... I loved it. One of my favorite moments when I asked him is Mount Rushmore films. He said, Running Bull. I said, that was the Native American version. I love that. I love your old man. He was great. I'm sure there were many moments like that in this tour.
Well, I mean, when you start doing press with your dad, you know, my dad, as soon as the camera comes on, he's a different guy. At the salon where he works, he's Mr. Personality. He's, you know, speaking in complete sentences. And here... cameras go on and it's Running Bull. I go, what? One interviewer said, you know, how is it being Sebastian's muse? And right away I knew he didn't know that word. So there was a lot of moments like that, but he was a good sport. I mean, for him to be doing that at his age and kind of going around from press to press spot was, it's something I will always remember for the rest of my life. And just thank God my father's here to really enjoy this with me and see all the hoopla around the movie about him. So it's been special.
It's the best. I can't imagine it gets any better. And I was teasing you before when we spoke, your mother, who's a sweetheart, I don't want to give anything away in the movie, but how is she feeling now? Did you get her something nice for Mother's Day?
I give my mom cash.
That's the best.
She seems to like an envelope.
That's the move, though, Sebastian. Real talk. Now with family, that's what I do. Mom and dad envelopes. My nephews, all my nieces and nephews, little envelopes. You don't have to think. When I see them, I give them a little envelope. I feel like...
You don't have to worry if they're going to like it or not.
No, that's
they're
it.
Going to.
That's exactly it. Everyone likes an envelope, right?
Yep.
Everybody likes an envelope, but what I found more people like is not even the envelope. Just almost like a side tuck with cash in your hand to hand. You know what I'm saying?
Like a valet? You hit him like a valet like this? Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I love that, man. I love it. The movie, okay, let's talk about the movie for a second. I think at this time, and I don't know if I told you this too, it's a movie like this is really needed with all the stuff that's going on. It's a feel-good movie. It's genuinely funny. You can watch it with your kids. I suggest you watch it with your dad if you're lucky enough to still have your dad there. Sebastian and I happen to be the same age, and we're both child of immigrants, and there were so many things that are like, oh my God, that's my old man. And he just, you know, one of the things you appreciate about, or I do with my father, I'm sure you do with yours, is there's no filter. And I think a lot of people like my dad because there's no bullshit with him. What you see is what you get. He tells it like it is. He's not going to fake it for anyone. And I think people just find that so refreshing because there's so much BS out there, right?
Well, especially in Hollywood, you know, right. My father's always telling me what I'm doing wrong. Or, you know, I saw this movie. There's a movie I did with an accent, right? And he called me up. He goes, what's the accent? What is that? I go, well, no, it's like a mix between Italian and German. He goes, do me a favor. Pick one next time because I don't know what it is. You know, like in a world that we live in the entertainment business where everybody's kind of kissing your ass, it's nice to have a father who doesn't allow you to get a big head at all. And exactly. I think what you're referring to in the movie is, you know, a guy who kind of just no filter speaks from a loving place, right, but an honest place.
Exactly. It's exactly. It's so many parallels. Fantastic movie. Be sure to check it out. Obviously, De Niro, one of the greatest actors alive. But were you surprised how funny he is? Because he's very funny in the movie.
You know, De Niro, I think, has... he's funny without even speaking. There's moments in this movie where the camera just pans to him and there's an expression on his face and you could really tell what he's thinking and he's not saying anything and it's funny. So to be working with that guy, I mean, you know, he's got some really great comedic movies in, you know, Meet the Parents and Analyze This and That and what have you. So I knew he was funny, but to see it on film and I'm playing opposite of him was, and I learned a lot. I mean, Jesus, this guy is regarded one of the most, you know, renowned actors of all time. And here I am in a movie and he's playing my father. It was surreal at times. I was like a fan. He's crying in a scene with me and I'm looking at him going, he's crying. You know, like, I felt like I was watching it at home.
Right, right. No, you're going toe to toe and you nailed it, man. It's great. I suggest people check it out. You're really going to enjoy it. Speaking of comedy, in the works, How to Be a Bookie from Chuck Lorre. Best in the business right there. This should be a big deal, man. What can you tell us about it?
Basically, it's a TV show for HBO Max that's going to chronicle a bookie, myself, Danny Colavito, who is trying to navigate the waters of the gambling industry now that gambling has been legalized. So the bookie has been, his job responsibilities have kind of shifted a little bit. And it's a comedy. It's Omar Dorsey plays my right hand. He's like the enforcer. I'm not a bookie that's going around, you know, breaking legs. I got a heart and
a bookie with a heart,
but it was a joy to work with Chuck. I mean, the guy has a thousand episodes of TV under his belt and really knows what he wants and was an amazing, amazing partner in this whole project. So yeah, 8 episodes, don't know when it's coming out yet, but, yeah, bro, De Niro, Lorre, Lopez. I work with the best.
That's it. That's it right there. That's your Mount Rushmore. Is that single camera or?
Yeah, single camera.
Because Chuck usually does the 4 cameras.
Yeah, he normally does, you know, 3 camera, yeah. Studio audience. And for a comedian, I've done one pilot that was studio audience, which was great. because you get the immediate feedback.
Right.
But with this, you know, you don't have an audience.
It's like a movie.
But with Chuck Lorre, you could hear him laughing in the background, which is always validation.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, this is, if he's laughing, this is funny. So he was my only audience member, but he's very vocal in his appreciation of comedy.
Hey, that's the one you need right there, the most important one. Super Mario Brothers crossed $1 billion at the box office, man. Congratulations. Any chance your character Spike be popping up again? Maybe we do a Spike.
Oh, I'm waiting for the phone call.
Right.
The sequel and maybe a spinoff. I mean, come on, man. Even though I was in the movie for a blink of an eye, I think Spike's got some more storyline in him.
Right. Exactly. I don't know if you know this, but we're giving away. I've been pumping it a lot, giving you a trip away to Vegas to see you perform. You just have to go to allinmario.com to enter. I've gotten to see you live. It was fantastic. It was your last special, I believe. Do the shows there have a different energy than other cities? I got to imagine the liquor's flowing a little more freely. And you did a funny bit about how Vegas, you can have a guy in a tuxedo and then a guy with like flip-flops and shorts right next to each other.
a tuxedo with flip-flops.
Exactly. Something along those lines.
Yeah. The Vegas vibe is always one of kind of energy, party atmosphere. Generally on the later shows, you get a lot of that. But yeah, I mean, I like it because it's people from all over the world coming together in one setting to watch comedy. Whereas, let's say if you go into New York City, everybody kind of has that New York mentality. It could be a guy from Australia, a guy from Montana, right, and a guy from Wisconsin, and everybody's kind of laughing it together, but with different perspectives. So yeah, it's and plus, you know, I mean, you go to Vegas a lot to watch fights and what have you. It's just a different energy once you get there. But you could only take it for like 48 hours.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Then you're extra tired. I just went from Vegas to New York and the flight situation was crazy. I feel like I was on a bender for 7 days. So I'm barely trying.
You went to church while you were in Vegas.
I did go to church because Catholic guilt. What about the kids? How are they doing? How old are they now?
Yeah, so the kids, listen, we're having a party in 3 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, good, another one. Oh, good, the last one I couldn't. Ironically, I was stuck in Vegas. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
I was stuck in Vegas and the flight. My mother-in-law was very upset, but I have another one.
I don't have anybody in my life like you that gets upset when they miss a kiddie party.
My surrounding people around. I mean, I like to see you. My surrounding people were very upset. I know there is one. When you have kids, small kids, there's a party like every week. Someone's having a party. It becomes like a side job.
Do you get upset when you miss all of them or just Sebastian's?
I like Sebastian's. Those are fun. And you know what I like about? I respect your invites too. He puts the time like from 3 to 6 or 12 to 3. There's an end time. I like that.
Get so, out by 6.
You know, so like 1:45, you got to start wrapping it up. I got to start doing that.
You're getting it all wrong, my friend. I put the start time and the end time. So if the end time's at 3, I don't want you coming at 2:45. Party, you've missed it all.
Right.
But you're here at 12. You want to stay till 6. Be my guest. You know, we'll open up the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I took it like I said, hey, honey, we got to start wrapping it up over here.
Kid's birthday party. Same thing. Like,
I never put that to Bastion, and then my kids' party turned into you're gonna come. I'm gonna have one in September. Hopefully, if you're around. Anyway, there's a lot of liquor full. At some point, I have to turn off the music and say, "Hey, everybody, grab your kids, grab your
and go."
That's it. You got, because it gets too crazy. Everybody's getting too hammered. The bar is flowing and everything. I'm gonna start doing the end time, and you put on a hell of a party. So I look forward to the next one. Meanwhile, I want everyone to check out About My Father. Great flick. It is hitting theaters on May 26th. Sebastian, thanks so much for hanging out, brother.
Thanks for having me. And I will see you in 3 weeks at the party.
We'll see you, my man. We'll see you. Thanks. Best of the family.
On with Mario Lopez.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.